Vectis Radio, your local stories, your local music, and local shows, now on DAB.
Every year I forget how warm the Platform 1 backstage area is when the sun's shining. So this might be the most humid interview we've done all weekend, but it's wonderful to be sat with Ruby. Hello, Ruby.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. We know you've done the Kashmir Cafe this morning.
Yes.
But it's a quick turnaround because you're doing Platform 1 tonight.
Yes, I am. I opened Kashmir today,
yes,
which was really nerve-wracking. It was my Kashmir debut and I thought it would just be my parents. And there were loads of people. I wasn't expecting it. I'm still not quite over that. But yeah, and now I am waiting to go on. Oh, biting my nails, think about it. At Platform 1 this evening. I'm more nervous about how hot it's going to be in there at 6 p.m., like 6:30. That's going to be brutal.
Yeah, it builds, doesn't it?
Yes.
At 12:30 when I was sweating, I was like, oh, 5 more hours of this, really?
Yes.
But is it? Do you find it's harder to perform warm like this, or is there an optimal temperature?
This is too hot, personally. But I think that you just, like, get through it, because at the end of the day, it's 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be... it doesn't matter where I am. It's so boiling, so... But, yeah, it's... The worst thing is, like, last year it was so hot, I could barely, like, get my words out. But
yeah,
we're hoping this year I can actually sing.
Oh, sure, it would be great.
In terms of your songs, Ruby, how do you unpick the emotional aspect of the songwriting that you create? There's a lot of feelings and emotion behind your singing and songwriting. How do you kind of unpick those emotions and decide that's going to make it into my Ruby song?
I have no boundaries, and
oh, great,
that just goes from personal life to my music life. Like, it's a little bit of a blurred line, so what you hear is like most of the time, actually. I very much thought I could only write about my own experiences, and then recently I've been in a really good place, like really, really good, and I can only write sad songs, and so I'm like, no, I'm never gonna write again, oh my gosh. And I was so worried about it, and then I sat down and I wrote like one of the most depressing songs I've ever written, and I was like, I've still got it. And I don't relate to that song, it's not like my own personal feelings, but I was like, okay. So I think it depends. I think I write very much about my own experiences, and a lot of people relate to them, which I think says a lot. But yeah, it's hard to detangle it sometimes. There's been a couple times where I've sang songs and I've actually got quite emotional with it because, like, they've been a bit fresh or something like that. And my favourite ones to do are the angry ones, because that anger never goes away.
What about the new single, Body Double?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
This song actually came about, I had written the lyrics down, She's Just My Body Double, a whole year in advance. And I had gone through a pretty rough patch, feeling a little bit burnt, a little bit petty, and I found them lyrics in my notes app, and I thought, yeah, that'll do. And I wrote the song in about 15 minutes after that, so yeah, it was very much, I feel like it was almost like a plug, so I was really in like a writer's block period, and it felt like I pulled that out, and then the song just came, and then so much more came, and it was very much a necessary song, one that I was actually going to throw away, didn't, because I had a gap on my EP, and I was like, that'll do, and it's actually a real fan favourite, so I'm glad I did not throw that away.
Yeah. Well, look, Ruby, it's been so nice to speak and chat with you here outside the Platform 1 tent this afternoon. I suppose one final question, I'm going to copy Kieran here and ask a similar question to the one that Kieran asked Amy earlier on,
okay,
when we spoke to her, and that is, who are you most looking forward to seeing, or who are you going to go out and see this afternoon, this evening,
oh,
after your set?
Well,
and also, who have you enjoyed?
Okay, here we go. So, I got to watch Alessi Rose on Friday, and she's a big, like, she's a very big inspiration for me, because she has really built her career from the ground up, and so that's obviously, as someone in a very similar genre of music, that was really inspiring to see her on the main stage. I saw her in Big Top last year. I've spent most of my time at the Silent Disco.
I really want to get there at some point. I've not had a chance.
I did.
That is the best answer of the
weekend. I'll be honest. I have spent most of my time at the Silent Disco. I've seen some great acts because I've been working backstage here at Platform 1, so I've seen so many great people. band called Sweet Unrest, I believe, were on Friday, and I got to interview them, and they're incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, yeah.
They've got a real sort of, we spoke to them last year, they've got a real sort of Camden energy.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm very much looking forward to The Cure, and I am going to run off stage after my set and catch the last 40 minutes of The Kooks.
Have you discovered, or have you found out whether this rumour is true? You know what I'm going to ask, don't you? The secret room.
Don't know what you're on about.
I've heard rumours. Apparently there's a secret room. I think you're keeping your cards very close to your chest, aren't you, Ruby?
I personally think this was a really lovely interview until we decided to interrogate you about a secret room 400 yards away.
I think you're playing a very diplomatic role here and basically saying that the only way I'm going to find out, I think, is if I go myself.
Yep. Going to hit a Nativity 2 line here. What secret room? Instead of What's On for Christmas, because I've not got anything to say.
Amazing. Well, we'll go off and discover that, I guess.
Well, Ruby, it's a real pleasure to meet you. First time I've met you in person.
Yes.
But it's certainly not the first time I've played your music on my radio show. So it's a real pleasure to finally be able to meet and interview you.
Yeah, it's been so lovely.
At the Isle of Wight Festival, Ruby.
Yes, it's been so great. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me. I really, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.